Oh, Anita, here's a little Frangia for you.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Gina Moran.
I put a little ice in there, you know, having a little bit cold today.
Oh.
Why not, you know.
It's delicious, honey.
I also add a little bit of seltzer, a little spritzer.
Oh, it's something like a cocktail.
A little new for us.
What is this, honey? I've never had this.
You know, I learned a few things at, you know, down near for Dwight Construction and Lumber and Greek and Italian Ristorante.
Well, and I assume you have all those extra boxes of Frangia that now that Joey's wedding didn't happen.
Well, okay. Well, there were problems with the wedding that you knew, of course, you know, with the holiday time. And
Now, let me get this straight, honey, because I'm glad we're sitting down today about this, because, you know, the ladies at the church have been asking me.
No.
My best friend in the whole wide world, BJ Giacovelli, she's been asking me.
Connie? No, not Connie. Okay.
I haven't seen... Well, you know how I feel about Connie.
Well, yeah. Well,
I mean, if I see her, I'll talk to her, but I'm not going to go out of my way to say hello.
Right, well, as long as she's not talking.
No, but BJ Giacovelli and my friend Carol Jackson, CJ.
Oh, boy.
The whole best friend in the whole wide world.
Oh, God.
So, they've been asking me, man, I don't know what to say, honey. I don't know what to say. You know, well, you know me, honey. I don't want to gossip. I'm not into that.
Well, you're not... No, you never
So,
were.
Let me
you
get this
know.
Straight, honey. So, Junior, you were supposed to have your son's gay wedding, which I don't want to call it a wedding.
No, well, we were going to call it
the homosexual consommé.
Consommé.
Right.
Yeah.
It was originally supposed to be on January 1st, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve.
That's right, New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. But
all right.
Then
it's
it
different.
Fell through.
It's different.
Yeah, well, we had a problem with the, you know, with the hall. You know.
Okay.
You know, with all
the wedding hall?
Well, yeah, with Marmal and Bodies. I had a little problem with that.
Then financially?
It was a little problem with the families, but, you know, whatever.
All right.
Oh, no, not financially, honey.
Was that because they wanted to put you in the dining room and the wedding hall?
You remember that story.
Right, well, because it's a gay consommé, they didn't
Well, we wanted the huge ballroom.
Well, okay.
And they swiped us aside and they put one of those huge, gaudy, Sweet 16s in there.
Stop it.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, you're going to put a wedding in the dining area?
Never
and
heard
you're
of
gonna
such a thing
And you're
going to
keep a Sweet 16 in the ballroom?
Never heard of such a thing in my whole life, honey.
I couldn't believe it.
Never heard of it.
Well.
I mean, a wedding, a gay consummation, a burger.
I know it is.
You would think that the Marmal & Bodies, you know, would know that all of the attention a gay wedding would get.
And
they'd
guess,
want it for the advertising.
And just guess whose family was doing the Sweet 16?
Don't tell me.
The Di Marias. Oh, yeah.
Do not tell me that Tia is 16.
Oh, Tia is 16, honey. Yes.
Well, it's a good thing because I've seen her, and the clothes that she wears, she looks like she's 40.
Oh, she's terrible.
I mean, really.
I mean, with
the
that,
fact that her mother would let her walk around like that.
No, and she's getting all that fake tan.
Ah,
I can't believe the things that those kids are doing these days.
I mean, really.
I won't let my Tina Marie do it.
No, you won't.
I won't let her do it.
No. You won't.
Oh, she'll look like a trash.
Ah, God.
No.
What, more than she already does.
Well,
so listen to me. Okay, so New Year's Eve wedding didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
You told Marmal & Bodies to forget it?
I said forget it. So then we had to find a new place.
Mm-hmm.
And then they postponed it. Then we thought, oh, what a great idea to do it for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then there was a little problem with my job down at Hilarious during the holiday season.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I just didn't hear the finances that were ready. And, you know, we were going to try and do it at Aphrodite Construction Lumber and Greek Italian Ristorante.
Well, you had the wedding
rehearsal dinner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, well, things fell through. And then there was a problem with Gino and Joey. And they had a little fight. And, one
so
walked down on the other.
So dramatic.
Forget it.
Oh, God.
I had one sleeping upstairs, one sleeping in the basement.
I don't know how you're doing.
Oh, honey, I don't know.
I mean, how do you even talk to them? Do you talk to them like the normal people?
Of course.
I don't know how you do this.
He's my own son.
Well, that's
like
true.
My son-in-law, practically.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness. Well,
oh, God.
Things happen, though.
Well,
that's
glad I know the story.
I'm glad it's all settled.
Now, did you find that third job you were looking for? Because I know you're doing the secretarial work at Aphrodite Construction Lumber.
Yeah.
And then you're doing the waitressing job over Aphrodite Construction and Lumber and Greek and Italian Ristorante.
Well, now, honey, what I'm doing...
You were fired from Hilarious.
Well, I was fired from Hilarious, so what I did was I went to the unemployment agency. I never knew that you could do this. And I've been collecting money. Yes, honey.
Free money?
Yes, honey. They just give you money because you got fired. Yes.
I never heard of such a thing,
honey. They just give you money.
From where?
From the government, I think, honey. Or the state.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, I thought we were in a recession.
Well, Well, apparently I put my time in at a job and they've given it back to me.
Really?
Well, you just get a little percentage. What do you think it is? Really, a few dollars a week. I mean, really. Well, not even enough to go grocery shopping. But what are you going to do?
It's free money. I'll take it.
Hello?
So what are you doing? You're putting that money aside for the wedding?
Well, little by little.
So what's the plan for the wedding then? What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know, honey. I mean, it is
Wait a minute. Now, you're able to collect unemployment office money? Even though you've got two other jobs?
Well, honey. My job at Aphrodite Construction and Lumber, at the Italian Ristorante, and also at the construction site, those are under the table, honey. Oh, I just get paid flat-out cash.
Really?
Oh, God, for years now, honey. Oh, I don't pay a dime in taxes.
All these years, never?
Never have. Well, I never had to.
Well,
I mean, as far as the government is concerned, I'm a housewife, honey.
Well, I mean, I know that you and I have filed tax returns before together at H&R Block.
Well.
What are you doing? What are you telling them?
Oh, I just tell them I do whatever I have to do for Frankie.
Oh, all right.
We do mutual, you know, together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And I just do, he's on unemployment. He's on, you know, whatever.
Disability,
depending on
right?
the year, you know.
Right, depending on what's going on.
You know.
Okay.
Well, this year's on disability.
Okay, so what's happening with the wedding? When's that pushed back to?
Well, now we don't know.
Indefinitely?
Hopefully, maybe for the spring.
Uh-huh.
If not, maybe the summer.
All right.
Well, maybe we'll have an outdoor wedding.
Oh.
Maybe we can go to Astoria Park, honey. Or better yet, maybe we'll go to your gazebo, honey, in your backyard.
Well.
I can have the whole, oh my God, honey, how gorgeous would that be?
Well, I don't know, because my gazebo's been blessed by Father Murphy Brown, so I don't know if we can have a gay consomme there.
Oh. Well, I never thought of that.
I don't know, but, I mean, I could ask Father Murphy Brown, but.
Oh, goodness. Well, can I have the Astoria Bridge, you know, blessed by Father Murphy Brown, and then we can have it right under there, maybe?
Well, no, I don't think you can have a gay wedding that's in an area that's been blessed by the Lord.
Oh. Oh.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh. Really?
Well, because, you know, homosexuality is not of the Lord, honey.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, we're all God's creations, aren't we?
It's true.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't blessed with a baby in my tummy just so that God could say it wasn't right. Right?
Honey, you've come a very long way. You've done a 160, honey.
Well, honey.
You've done a total 160.
Oh, my God. This new day and age for me. I don't know what's going on.
Really?
Honey. My mind is turned.
Well, I mean...
What are you going to do?
And I'm a modern girl, too.
Well, you are.
I mean, you know
you
me.
Are.
I don't have anything wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
I don't mind it. Nothing wrong with it at all.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
No. Really. I mean, you know, ever since I was diagnosed with low blood sugars, honey, I have really come to terms with realizing what's important in life.
Yes. And accepting different people that have different disabilities.
Oh, what time is it?
Oh, God. Honey, do we need to...
Is it time?
It's time for Jade.
All right, okay.
Oh, goodness.
Turn it on.
All right, turn it on. Let's just do it.
Okay.
All right, honey. Oh, do you need me to refill your Franzia?
Yeah, please, honey, please. Okay. Make it a double.
Let me do the end.
Oh.
All right, honey.
Hi. I'm Anita M. Buffum.
And I'm Gina Marie Ritali.
And you know us
from SundayMorningMimosa.com.
Don't forget, honeys, you can see us live every Sunday
at Mix Cafe and Lounge
on 41st Street and 30th Avenue, right across from the BP.
At In Astoria.
There you go, honey. Now remember, we're there every Sunday from 12 to 4. Serving you, performing,
chit-chatting. Oh, well, we're showgirls, honey.
Well, exactly. It's what we do.
We do it all.
We really do.
Oh, so come and hang
out with us.
Exactly.
Every Sunday at Mix Cafe and Lounge in Astoria. All right, honey?
Check us out.
Yes, and there's more information at www.mixastoria.com.
Oh, honeys.
Such a good time.
We'll see you there.
All right, bubbas. Bye.